Welcome back to the LifeSpring Family Audio Bible. This is episode 394. My name is Mac, and I'm filling in the hosting duties until Steve's pneumonia is no longer affecting Steve's ability to talk. As usual, in his absence from hosting, we will be playing Steve's previously recordings from the Book of Psalms. Today Steve will read chapters 11 through 16 for you. Let's begin.
Psalm 11. I run to the Lord for safety, so how can you say to me, "Fly away like a bird to your mountain"? Look, evil people are bending their bows. They are placing their arrows against the strings. They're planning to shoot from the shadows at those who have honest hearts. When law and order are being destroyed, what can godly people do? The Lord is in his holy temple. The Lord is on his throne in heaven. He watches all people. His eyes study them. The Lord watches over those who do what is right, but he hates sinful people and those who love to hurt others. He will pour out flaming coals and burning sulfur on those who do what is wrong. A hot and dry wind will destroy them. The Lord always does what is right, so he loves it when people do what is fair. Those who are honest will enjoy his blessing. Psalms chapter 12. Please help me, Lord. All who were faithful and all who were loyal have disappeared. Everyone tells lies and no one is sincere. Won't you chop off all flattering tongues that brag so loudly? They say to themselves, "We are great speakers. No one else has a chance." But you, Lord, tell them, "I will do something." The poor are mistreated and helpless people moan. I'll rescue all who suffer. Our Lord, you are true to your promises, and your word is like silver heated 7 times in a fiery furnace. You will protect us and always keep us safe from those people. But all who are wicked will keep on strutting, while everyone praises their shameless deeds. Psalms chapter 13. How long will you forget me, Lord? Forever? How long will you hide from me? How long must I worry and feel sad in my heart all day? How long will my enemy win over me? Lord, look at me. Answer me, my God. Tell me, or I will die. Otherwise, my enemy will say, "I have won." Those against me will rejoice that I've been defeated. I trust in your love. My heart is happy because you saved me. I sing to the Lord because he has taken care of me. Psalms chapter 14. Only fools think there is no God. People like that are evil and do terrible things. They never do what is right. The Lord looks down from heaven to see if there is anyone who is wise, anyone who looks to him for help. But everyone has gone the wrong way. Everyone has turned bad. No one does anything good. No, not one person. Those who are evil treat my people like bread to be eaten, and they never ask for the Lord's help. Don't they know what they are doing? They will have plenty to fear, because God is with those who do what is right. You wicked people want to spoil the hopes of the poor, but the Lord will protect them. I wish the one who lives on Mount Zion would bring victory to Israel. When the Lord makes his people successful again, the people of Jacob will be happy. The people of Israel will be glad. Psalm chapter 15. Lord, who may enter your temple? Who may worship on Zion, your sacred hill? Those who obey God in everything and always do what is right, whose words are true and sincere, and who do not slander others. They do no wrong to their friends, nor spread rumors about their neighbors. They despise those whom God rejects, but honor those who obey the Lord. They always do what they promise, no matter how much it may cost. They make loans without charging interest, and cannot be bribed to testify against the innocent. Whoever does these things will always be secure. Psalms chapter 16. Protect me, God, because I depend on you. Some of you have said to the Lord, "You are my Lord. Every good thing I have comes from you." But you have also said about the gods of this land, "They are my powerful gods. They are the ones who make me happy." But those who worship other gods will have many troubles. I will not share in the gifts of blood they offer to their idols. I will not even say their names. Lord, you give me all that I need. You support me. You give me my share. My share is wonderful. My inheritance is very beautiful. I praise the Lord because he taught me well. Even at night, he put his instructions deep inside my mind. I always remember that the Lord is with me. He is here, close by my side, so nothing can defeat me. So my heart and soul will be very happy. Even my body will live in safety because you will not leave me in the place of death. You will not let your faithful one rot in the grave. You will teach me the right way to live. Just being with you will bring complete happiness. Being at your right side will make me happy forever.
If you would like to leave a comment or a get well message for Steve, email him at steve@lifespringmedia.com or leave a comment on the show notes page at 394.lifespringmedia.com. Please join me tomorrow. I feel as if we were becoming good friends. Until then, may God bless you richly. My name is Mark. Thank you for being here. Bye.